Marianne, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So in our news summary, we went over a couple of items from the legislature, but I wanted to get your take on the goings-on up there. What have you been following today?
Well, we've been following a bunch of things. We were expecting to follow quite a few more than we were able to. The storm threw a little bit of a wrench in the works, delayed a lot of committees this morning. It was hard for people to get there. So there were several bills that we were following that were pulled from the agenda, but there was one bill. So I was in, I spent most of the morning in House Government Operations, and that's essentially, they deal a lot with election law and that type of thing. And this is one that I would say is probably our first bill up that we've seen as a result of the John Swallow scandal. It's not directly related to that, but because of all of the attention around that, they've been looking very carefully at all the ways people, spend money on elections, donate, don't donate, do different kinds of contributions. And this is an interesting one. So it's HB 39. It's Election Law Independent Expenditures, and it's by Douglas Sagers. And this law would require any individual. So this is different than corporate. It's different than an entity or a nonprofit. This is any individual, you or I,
right,
spend up to $1,000 during any type of a cycle on an independent expenditure. So that's we're really passionate about something. I'm not donating that money to a candidate, so it's different than a donation. But I'm really passionate about something, and I'm mad about, a park or a not stop sign or whatever it is that I'm particular about, or maybe this representative that's running has done something that I think is wrong. And I'm spending my own money and my own time to go after that. And so if I spend up to $1,000, I then have to file a form.
Up to or over $1,000?
As soon as you hit the $1,000 mark, so it's an expenditure, $1,000 or more. So $1,000 is your trigger point.
Okay.
As soon as you spend $1,000 during that cycle, then it triggers this reporting requirement. And the report essentially is just like any other campaign, any other finance report. You have to report who you are, what you spend it on, how much money you did spend, and what the purpose of the expense was. So it's just, it may be a minor thing. It may not even catch that many people. I mean, I don't know that I've ever spent $1,000 going after my local representative.
Right.
But so there are some people who are very engaged in politics, and there are groups that are very engaged in politics, groups of people, not organized groups, but actually just groups, like maybe a bunch of neighbors that got together and decided to go after someone or go in favor of someone.
Right.
And so it's just another way to add more transparency to campaign finances, to kind of take out that gray money that it's not, I wouldn't necessarily call it as dark a money as some of the things we heard through Swallow, but it's certainly gray money. It's money that we know is spent, but we don't really have any allocation for it.
Was there any opposition to the bill today?
None.
Wow.
So it passed out of the House committee unanimously with, full endorsement from the committee. And so now it will go to the House floor. And then if it passes the House floor, which it doesn't look like it's got any obstacles, then it'll go to the Senate and start the whole process over again.
How about, are there any other sort of campaign finance initiatives at the legislature this year?
There's a lot coming up. None of them are scheduled yet because, as we know, committee hearings are just really starting, picking up steam this week, and starting next week they'll be every day. But yeah, we have different kinds that could put caps on what a legislator could take. That's one that we saw last year, but this year it may have a little bit more interest. It didn't pass last year out of committee, but with what we've seen go on this year, I think there might be a little bit heightened awareness of the need of these kinds of things. There's also a lot of laws or bills rather to deal with reporting requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So greater detail in reporting requirements, greater penalties for not reporting. Maybe some shortened windows or time frames for getting reporting in. So right now, for example, if you're running for office, or if you're not running for office, you're currently in office, you're not running again for 2 years, 4 years, whatever it is, depending on whether you're House or the Senate, you only have to report once a year. And that's concerning because you still raise money typically throughout the year. I mean, some of these guys have some pretty significant fundraisers throughout the year. And so I know that there's one bill that's to say, you still have to do this, I don't know if it's quarterly or monthly, but in a much more regular basis than waiting until December 31st and finding out if you raised all this money for the entire previous year.
That's an interesting bill we'll have to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
You mentioned a couple of voting bills that were pulled from agendas. What were those? When are we going to see them again?
Well, one of them's already back up tomorrow. So it was pulled. It was funny. It was pulled yesterday off of this morning's agenda, and it's already back on tomorrow's agenda for the same committee. And that's a bill by Jake Anderegg, and it is voting and voter registration amendments. And this is one that's going to have a lot of opposition to it. It's got the clerks. It's got groups like my organization, the ACLU. I think you've got a lot of legislators that are worried about this. not only because the burden it places, but then also the fiscal. There's a fiscal element to this that could be quite costly. And his bill would require you to prove that you are a citizen of the United States before allowing you to register to vote.
That's right.
It's redundant. Yeah. I mean, we already have things in place for that. It also goes against a federal law. We've had a Supreme Court ruling on that. So there's a lot of reasons why this bill shouldn't pass. But saying it shouldn't pass doesn't always mean that it won't pass. So we'll be watching that one really closely.
Well, we'll check back with you on that one either tomorrow or the next day. I know we've got a couple of other interesting things coming up tomorrow. Marianne Martindale, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.